I'll now hand over to Elaine to introduce our fifth and final set of news stories.
Thank you, Tim. Our final sequence displays the extraordinary variety of stories that appears in the evening news. We have stories from Radio Norfolk, an octopus, a haunted phone, a gnome amnesty, and Norfolk museums. Many of our listeners are also regular Radio Norfolk listeners. The earlier rumoured changes to the Radio Norfolk schedule have now been confirmed by the BBC. The Beatles sang about an octopus's garden, and now we have one in Norwich. County Hall has refused to disclose what items have been stolen from their museum collections. And finally, our most unusual stories. In a Norfolk village, a garden gnome amnesty has been declared, while in Horsted, near Norwich, an 80-year-old is being tormented by a haunted phone. If you are having problems with your mobile phone or your computer, Age UK Norfolk may be able to give you help from their Let's Get Digital team. More about this later. But first, here is Tim with news of changes in the BBC Radio Norfolk schedule.
The BBC has confirmed details of a major shake-up to their local radio stations, which will see a greatly reduced amount of Norfolk programmes. The new schedule starts from Monday, September the 4th, and on Radio Norfolk there'll be no longer be lunchtime, afternoon, tea time and weekend shows specific to the county. Presenters will be hosting shows which are being broadcast across the region. Breakfast, mid-morning and sports programmes remain largely unchanged and local to each radio station. BBC Radio Norfolk programmes such as Treasure Quest and the Sunday Morning Faith Show are among those which will end. Weekday afternoons from 2 to 6pm will be hosted by Louise Holland. Weeknights from 7pm will be hosted across the eastern counties by Farzana Chowdhury on Monday, Babs Michelle Tuesday and Wednesday, Rob Jelly Thursday and Angele Joseph Friday. On Thursday nights, BBC Introducing will broadcast from 8 to 10pm, also presented by Angele Joseph. Voices across the weekend will include Babs Michelle and Amir Suleiman. The BBC says they've listened to audience feedback in order to inform the new proposals for local radio programming.
The Beatles once sang, "I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden." But Norwich folk did not need to travel far to see an octopus in their neighbour's garden. The jumbo sea creature appeared in the front garden of a home in Knowsley Road in the NR3 area and has been turning heads ever since. Named Wilfred, local kids have been giddy at the chance to shake his tentacle and pose for a picture with him. He is the work of Norwich puppet creator Jodie Smith, 27, who works under the name Animus Puppetry and was commissioned by the Maui Waui Festival at Gresson Hall for its 10th anniversary event as the pink octopus is the festival's mascot. He has been stored in Ms. Smith's garden until the festival took place, where Wilfred could be seen crawling across the site. She said, "I've been making puppets for 5 years now, and this is definitely the biggest thing I've done. I really appreciated being asked to do it and really enjoyed making it. This was a big thing for me."
County Hall has refused to disclose what items have been stolen from their museum collections. Norfolk County Council has rejected a request for information related to items that have been taken or lost from museums across the region over the last 3 years. County Hall runs 10 museums across the regions, including Norwich Castle and the Time and Tide in Great Yarmouth, with items held for the benefit of the public. The Freedom of Information, FOI, request was rejected over fears it could make venues more vulnerable to criminal activity. A council officer said, "Releasing this information will identify potential security information which would make the county council more vulnerable to crime and may attract criminal behaviour. Releasing this information could actively encourage criminal activity as it creates a target, potentially placing staff at risk." The rejection comes as the Metropolitan Police investigates a huge number of thefts from the British Museum. It's believed that more than 1,500 objects have been stolen, damaged and destroyed at the London Museum over a significant period of time. Items revealed to have been stolen from Norfolk museums in 2014 include a medieval seal matrix, a 16th century key, a mid-20th century enamel bowl, and a set of modern candles. At the time, the council said it had carried out a security review and improvements had been made.
Like Marmite, gnomes seem to attract strong feelings of either love or loathing. For those in the second camp, a Norfolk village has just the thing. A gnome amnesty has been launched in Hillgay near Downham Market for people to hand over their unloved garden ornaments. The objects are then restored before being offered for sale to raise money for charity. The scheme has been launched by Ali Dent, a semi-retired shopkeeper. "People have been bringing them to my house and leaving them outside when I'm not here," he said. "A bloke came the other day and left 25 of them. I must have well over 50 now. They can take a while to do, but that does vary." He has been running a charity book sale in Hillgay Village Hall for around 40 years, raising more than £120,000 for charities including the Motor Neuron Disease Association, the Great Ormond Street Children's Hospital, the Stroke Association and Multiple Sclerosis Society. In 2006, he was made an MBE in recognition of his community efforts, which have also included charity duck and raft races on the River Wissy near his home. This October's sale, on the 22nd, which will see the gnomes up for sale, will be in aid of the Norfolk Hospice.
A haunted phone has been tormenting an 80-year-old woman with strange alerts and malfunctions. Diane Key, who lives in Norwich Road, Horsted, was delighted when she received her new Motorola G13 phone from Tesco in Sprowston. But shortly after she got it home, odd things began to occur. One night, when she was lying in bed, she was awoken by a bright light emerging from the phone. Assuming it was a glitch, Diane switched its torch off and went back to sleep. But the following night it became apparent she was dealing with a ghost in the machine, as the light returned to haunt her again. Ever since, the light has come on at the same time every night. But the spooky things did not stop there. Diane says her phone receives thousands of texts each day. But this is not due to her popularity, as the same texts repeat themselves on the hour, every hour, for 24 hours a day. She said, "I'm using my old one now. I can't be doing with it. It's ridiculous." It all started when I couldn't transfer my 300-odd contacts automatically and had to do them manually. I knew it would be trouble. Then all the texts started coming through every blooming minute. They go right the way through the ones I've received, then they all start coming again. The whole thing is really spooky, especially when the torch keeps coming on. It's like it's haunted. Things like that scare you at my age. Diane has now switched the phone off and put it in her bedside drawer, which has kept the beast at bay so far. As she's out of her 14 days for a refund, Ms. K is not asking for compensation, but wants Tesco to take the ghoulish phone back and free her from her contract.
Through weekly sessions, Age UK Norfolk supports clients in learning how to use their digital devices, from learning how to video call to more advanced support like online shopping and setting up an email account. Emma Parker, Age UK Norfolk's supporting and enabling officer, has given the rundown of some typical Let's Get Digital sessions, so you can find out more about how the service is helping people aged 50 plus in Norfolk get better connected. At 10 a.m, I called Kim as scheduled to talk through creating shortcuts on her desktop to help make it easier for her when using the internet. We created a shortcut that, when clicked on, takes her straight to the Tesco's website to complete her online shopping. This saves her time in trying to navigate through the internet to find the right page. We have created many shortcuts for this same reason, such as a shortcut for her online banking. At 2 p.m, I visited Tom at home. Tom struggles with remote learning and prefers someone to sit beside him and help him navigate his device. Today, I assisted Tom with video calling by showing him how to download WhatsApp on his mobile and then how to video call his son, who lives abroad, through this app as it is free to use. Tom was able to see his son and grandchildren for the first time since Christmas. We left Tom with a guide on video calling, which takes him through the steps we went through. Age UK Norfolk's Let's Get Digital team is here to help. So if you feel you could benefit from the support of a dedicated digital champion, please call 01603 863 811 or email digitalinclusion@ageuknorfolk.org.uk for more information.